This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In my last podcast, I submitted the idea that there are two kinds of people in America. Those who say, "Just give me my stuff and leave me alone." I call this first group the undisturbed. The second group is made up of those who want to be associated with something significant. I call this group the cutting edge people. Now, I realize that this is way too oversimplified to capture the thousands of varieties of people in our country and their various motivations, but hopefully you get the general idea. Which camp are you in? Anyway, I concluded my last podcast with a few words about the Pilgrims and the Puritans. I claimed that they were in the cutting edge group. I also said that I was going to talk just a bit about my own experience with the cutting edge Christian movement. Now, why do I keep saying cutting edge like cutting edge? I don't know. I just do. There's no rationale to it. I'm just having fun. All right, two experiences, the Pilgrims and Puritans, and my own. I'm going to provide two short backstories and then compare my own experience in a cutting edge Christian movement with some aspects of the Puritan story in America. First, the backstories. For just a brief moment, we're going to jump back 500 years and leap across the Atlantic Ocean. The pulpits and the halls of government in 16th century Europe and Great Britain found themselves ablaze with fires of controversy. The Christian world appeared to be coming apart at the seams. The church was in reformation, looking afresh at ideas about God and man, questioning authority and the veracity of many long-held traditions. Many Christian martyrs, people of goodwill on both sides of the controversy, lost their lives defending their beliefs. The face of Western Christianity radically changed. No longer connected to Rome, this new movement found a home with Luther in Wartburg Castle, with Calvin in Geneva, with Knox in Edinburgh. England bounced from Catholic to Protestant, back to Catholic, and again back to Protestant. But there were some within the Protestant ranks in England who were not at all pleased with England's version of Protestantism. This group wished to purify the Church of England, to make her more like the Church of Calvin. So thoroughly did this group wish to purge and purify the Church of England that they came to be known as, you guessed it, Puritans. Now I'm really, really condensing this story, and many of you already know it, some of you probably better than me, but in a nutshell, in a very tiny nutshell, that's the Pilgrim Puritan backstory. I'll be telling more of the Reformation story in future podcasts. And if you haven't figured it out, I'm a Reformation man. And I make no apologies for that. I think I've made it very clear from the beginning that I'm telling America's story as I understand it. And I understand it through the lens of the Protestant Reformation. Now, if that troubles you, I'm sorry. You don't have to keep listening. Although I hope you will, because as you get to know me, you'll realize, like those who already know me, that I'm very ecumenical. I believe we're living in a time when God is bringing His church together again in a true spirit of unity, not a top-down unity, not an institutional unity, but an organic, bottom-up unity. That's what's happening in these troubled times. So, from a Reformation man perspective, I will say boldly that the 16th century was one in which God moved mightily and moved His church forward, although not without controversy and heartache and, sadly, martyrdom. As I noted earlier, I'll have more to say about the Reformation in future podcasts, but for now, I've run out of time to even start my backstory, so we'll pick that up in my next podcast. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.